jig me up a walleye from the bottom of the lake. And I'm not gonna tell you what I use for bait. I'm a jigger.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hannigan in studio, and we have not quite sitting next to me, but it sounds like it. We have Betty from Ladies Let's Go Fishing.
That's right. I'm happy to be here.
And we're going to see if we can get Eddie off the boat from the Palmas de Cortez down in Los Buriles in the East Cape of Baja. And we're just talking to Betty. Maybe we're going to have to get a trip out there.
Yeah, the place looks beautiful, and fishing is probably fantastic. It sounds like a place where the ladies can come and conquer a new fishing territory.
Oh yeah, and it's it is a place, you know, for everybody, because you know ladies like to, you know, hang out by the infinity pool and, you know, maybe some have a drinks with fruit in them. But the other thing that I don't know if we'll get into talk to Eddie a little bit about it, but there was no winter this year. So we've kind of gone from fall into summer.
So yeah, the same in Florida, too.
Is
we never.
Right?
I broke up my sweaters maybe once.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember this happening before, and I don't know if anybody knows what's going to happen. I mean, are we going to have an early winter, or is it just going to keep right on going? Because as the water warms up, you know, that brings the species that we like to catch, like the Dorado, it's, you know, the dolphin fish, and then, of course, the billfish and tuna. But it's kind of a very unusual. So, but right now is a good time, especially right now, because it can get a little warmer down there, you know, in July and August months.
Well, how are the seas normally there?
Say again? Oh, let's put it this way. Right now, the water temperature is coming up to 80 degrees. The air temperature right now is probably around 90, and that'll continue to come up a little bit as we go through the year. There's always something to catch. When the water will get down as low as maybe the high 60s, which for some of us, for down there, that's cold. For some of us, that's pretty warm. But you know, at that time of the year, there's different species like the Sierra, the inshore fish, you know, the rockfish. There's always something to catch down there, even December and January. I like November because the water's still warm, so you still get the great fishing in, but it's not quite so hot. And you can sometimes get a little bit better deals towards the end of the season.
Right, yeah. Everybody's busy Christmas shopping. You could be down there fishing.
There you go. But tell us a little bit more about what you do. And then, of course, the whole point of what you do and what we do on the radio is try and get people, in your case in particular, ladies that have thought about it, but they might be a little bit, as you said, intimidated, to get them out and get them on the water.
Right. Well, a lot of ladies, their first fishing experience is being put on a boat, and people think they know what they're talking about. And a fish hits, and everybody starts screaming at them. And to them, it might as well be another language.
Yeah.
And that can be prevented, you know, to a good part, by going over things in advance. And that doesn't happen often when people are recreational fishing, you know, because they're too busy, you know, getting things rigged up, looking for the fish, you know, and all that, to actually sit down and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do it with, and this is why, and next is how.
Okay.
So they come to us because we have the patience, and they're just dedicating that time to get that knowledge.
Okay. And the, you know, that's part of it. Of course, the most important thing is just to get out there and try it. And give us maybe some ideas about what's been happening. It seems like we're hearing more and more about ladies getting on boats and going out after fish.
Yeah, well, ladies are the biggest emerging market in fishing now.
Okay,
and,
put Eddie on.
Yeah, because it's something they can do and have fun with.
Okay, great. Well, I think we've located Eddie. I think he was down at the boats checking to see what the catch was today. Eddie, do we have you on the line there yet?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, fantastic. We have Betty from Ladies Let's Go Fishing, and we're talking about bringing some ladies down to the Palmas de Cortez maybe this year.
Oh, excellent.
So
why don't you, she was asking me some questions, but you're the man. Why don't you go ahead and give her a little bit about what's going on. And I did mention, I don't know what's going to happen because we never had a spring. It just went from fall to or never had a winter. It's kind of went from fall to summer.
The water's been really warm. You know, the water never got cold, so we actually never got our yellowtail bite, which we usually get in April, and we went right into the tuna wahoo bite. And I think I told you the other day on the phone, John, that I went out fishing on Friday, and we landed some yellowfin tuna, which was something that we've never seen down here in many, many years. The water warmed up. We got some yellowfin tuna in, and striped marlin, Dorado. And then a couple of days ago, we had a wahoo bite that was going off. So boats were catching a couple wahoos apiece and bringing them in. So like you said, we went right from the end of the season in November, and it just seemed like it just never got cool and just kept on going. And now we're back into summer mode, and we're catching kind of our summer fish right now.
That sounds awesome. What size fish are they catching?
You know, the Dorado are getting up to about 35 pounds is what we're getting in here. And the tuna, the biggest tuna that I've seen so far, they haven't been real big. Most of them have been football size. We caught a 20-pounder and a 30-pounder, and the biggest one I think I saw come in was about a 50-pounder. So they haven't been real, real big. They are catching bigger ones down by Gordo Banks in the Cabo San Lucas area, which is about an hour and a half drive south of us. So they're there, but we haven't seen any real big ones coming in. The striped marlins have been, in the 100 to 150 pound range. The wahoo have been around in the 30 pound range, and we rush to get some good fishing. And the white bonita that we're catching, which is a very good eating fish as well, we're getting a few of those as well. But we did miss out on that yellowtail bite, which I always look forward to in April. It's just the water conditions were just never cool enough for them to come down.
Those are all amazing, respectable sizes, and sometimes for sushi, I don't like a really big fish.
I'm with you on that. I like the small ones too for sushi, and that's exactly where mine ended up. I never made it past the snack bar. I went right to the snack bar, and the snack bar, Pancho, he prepared some sashimi and some spicy tuna rolls for me, and enough for about eight of us. And we had a good snack when we came back from fishing.
Of course, when I catch small fish, I always claim I did that on purpose.
When you do what?
when all I catch is small ones, I claim I did that on purpose.
Because they taste better.
Yeah, there you go. They taste better.
Yeah. So now we're gearing up right now for Semana Santa, which is the Holy Week here, because Easter is on Sunday. So the hotel is sold out completely right now, and the beaches are filling up with a lot of people who have come down from Cabo and La Paz to get away from the big city, and they tend to vacation here in Los Perillas. So the town is packing up, and we're getting them out fishing, and everyone's having a great time. Plus, the activity center is just going nuts right now because everybody wants to do all the activities that we have to offer down here. So a lot of people are doing ATV rentals, jet ski rentals. We have the Van Warmer Resorts has their own zip line, and it's an eight line course, and it takes about 2.5 hours to complete, and everyone's having a blast doing that. My family was here last week, and they my nieces who are 14 and 10, they had a blast doing that zip line. And then a lot of people are doing the snorkeling and the diving, and they're having a lot of activities to do here. We have our own in-house dive shop here, so we do diving and snorkeling right from the hotel, and there's some amazing stuff to see right now with the water temperatures being warm, no wetsuit required. Water temperatures have been hovering around 78 degrees, so it's been really pleasant in the water, and it's just been a really fun week. And April is one of my favorite months to be down here. Weather is not too hot, water temperature is perfect, and it's just really a good time to be down here.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got all that stuff in it, Eddie, because it just keeps getting better all the time. The main thing is to get down there, and once you get down there, you can go fishing, come back at 2:00, and still plenty of stuff to do. And I would suggest when people are going, look about flying into Los Cabos. You've got great transportation; you can get there. Even Betty can get there quite easily from Florida.
I'm interested in zipline. You must have
there
some beautiful scenery.
Okay. It is incredible. We're going to have to go, Eddie, but thank you for coming on. And that's Van Warmer Resorts. And just Google that in Palmas de Cortez.
So thank you, guys.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Eddie. And Betty, why don't you hang on? We're going to be right back with you. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Oh,
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santo's Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja Resort.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
It's all for the rod, the jolly, jolly rod. All for the rod and the tackle.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have a couple of lovely young ladies that enjoy fishing that we have on the line. One is Betty from Ladies Let's Go Fishing. She operates out of Florida. And then we also have the sales manager from what we used to know as the Finisterra, which I guess now is Santos Finisterra Los Cabos, but is still in the same place, only it's bigger and better. So real quickly, Rocia, for those that have been in Cabo over the last, 30, 40 years that come to know the Finisterra, there's been a few changes. You want to talk about those real quick?
Yes, you know, as we know, Cabo is a spectacular destination to come. It become one of the most important in the world. And as we call them, Cabo, you can do so many things. And one of the best things for Cabo is the weather. It's a hot weather in summer and mild in winter. And all the hotels that we have right here in Cabo, ranging from the small to the large or luxury hotels. And Santos Finisterra, Los Cabos, just took this property, well-known like a Hotel Finisterra. This was one of the first hotels here in Los Cabos. And we are in the heart and the soul of the Cabo San Lucas. So what is great for this property is the location. We are facing to the Pacific side, and the other side we face into the marina, which has been renovated too, and is one of the most important marinas here in Mexico, mm-hmm. as you know.
Well, the other talk about the location is the there's a deep water trench that flows right off the tip of Baja, and that marlin like to travel in deep water. So, you know, literally 100 or 200 yards from shore, you can hook up to a stripe, a sailfish, a blue, or even a black, which is not uncommon at all. And you can also, but do you still have the Whale Watchers bar there?
Yes, we do.
So from up there on the hill, you can actually watch the whales come swimming by on their migration back and forth to Alaska.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's so nice because the hotel was built in a rock mountain. So we have the first level when we are on the beach, which is very long beach and very well known. We do all the beach parties, and we have some the piscines and the restaurants and some bars. And then we have in the top level, we call it like a plaza, Finisterre Plaza, where you have the most beautiful view in the mm-hmm. whole Cabo.
That's more than a few hundred feet, too. It's
yeah, it is. And
up.
We actually have this room, which is was before, like I told you, we renovated most of the hotel. You didn't even think about this. It was 40 years old, the property. It's just beautiful. And they used to have this whale watch at the top. And we renovated. It's just beautiful place to go and watch the whale on the winter, you know, when they come to breathe and give birth to the babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome view. And then we just built another restaurant in the a little bit down on the whale watch, and there is you can see the whole marina. We have a cupcake coffee over there, and the people just love to sit over there and see the marina just right there. Because we are just a few steps from the marina.
Yes, so you have everything. You got beach, marina, whale watching, fishing.
Oh,
fantastic.
My goodness, this is so,
got some
so and the
views.
Food. And you know, what is the another theme for the Santos Finisterre? Santos Finisterre has three categories or vacation, we can call it like that. We have the Eco Experience. They have three hotels in the Riviera Maya, and we have this in Los Cabos. So they have the Eco Experience, they have the Beach Experience, and the Luxury Experience. Eco Experience is about all the naturaleza. They do all the with the cenotes trails, cycle path, mangrove trails, eco tours. So everything in touch about the environment, and they take care of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So the blue level, which is us, the beach experience, is the hotels who are located on the beaches. And then we do all these parties around the beach, hook activity on the beaches. And the luxury experience, that's our hotel in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
It's about all luxury, you know, the food, everybody's VIP over there. So I like this. So here actually we want to choose to be the luxury and the beach.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Luxury
at
the beach.
The company.
Well, Betty, how does
we
it
are.
Betty, how's it sound so far?
Oh, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm in.
Well, the other thing, let me comment, is you're talking about the view of the ocean, but on the other side, just right down is the marina, and you can just walk right down and get on your world-class fishing adventure. And the Santos is becoming more and more fisherman-friendly. So there's so much to do there. And, you know, I know that most ladies that are going to go down there are going to want to go fishing. But if you don't, there's plenty of other things to do.
And
well,
it sounds like the food is fantastic. And I mean, how many restaurants and bars do you have there?
Mm-hmm. And it's very safe. We have a lot of also groups forget that they are going to get married. They do the bachelor, that's what you call it, the bachelor party. The girls?
Yes, oh, yeah. Bachelorette.
They come and you can see a lot of groups of girls in the discos. And you know what? Besides right here next to the marina, which is another nightlife and shopping, and you can do the fishing, you can rent boats, small boats or yachts, luxury yachts, and go into the ocean to fish or just to go a ride to see the arch, the famous arch.
Mm-hmm.
There is in the corridor some very nice beaches too that you can swim. It's allowed to swim in some of the beaches. This is Chileno, this is Santa mm-hmm. Maria. And then half an hour from here, we have San Jose del Cabo, which is another city closest to the airport. That's 20 minutes. That's the first city when you are coming from the airport. And that city is the opposite of Cabo or San Lucas, we can say. So if somebody wants just to be in a Mexican town, just walking on the downtown, there is a church, there is a lot of bars with this kind of style, the art. You know, there is a lot of painter people doing their paintings right there, having a glass of wine. And so it's very nice, and it's just 25 minutes driving from here to there.
Okay. Well, we got the location down, that's for sure. Now we have Betty so confused, she's not sure, you know, where next. But I think that, and again, I do have to mention, we don't have to talk about prices per se, but a world-class resort, you know, you're looking at $300 to $500 per day, per night, and that is not necessarily going to include anything. But for less than that, you know, you can go to the Finisterre and have that and much, much more, and then you're right there. So it's in Cabo is so easy to get to from anywhere because they've got so many flights coming in. It may not be like Miami, does Betty, but there's just easy to get there for most places in the United States. So it's a great vacation. And then, of course, as you mentioned, there's plenty of reasons to go there beyond the incredible fishing.
Yeah, we had some difference from the other hotels because we have 24-hour room service. We are completely all-inclusive. We have Wi-Fi included in all the hotels, so people doesn't have to pay nothing extra. And some of the other resorts, they say, we are all-inclusive, but there is no the Wi-Fi. We are all-inclusive, but there is no the room service included. So there is some kind of things like that, no? And here we are really all-inclusive.
It sounds like it's time to move my office.
Well, at least open another office, Betty. But if you don't mind, and if Rocio, if you could hang on just for a minute, I think we are going to talk to Griselda's Smokehouse, which has been there maybe not as long as you have, but almost. So we have
Dale.
Is that Dale? We have you on the line.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Dale, welcome to Fish Talk Radio. And you're out there. There's don't be nervous. There's only a few hundred thousand people listening to you right now, so you're just fine. But
okay.
we wanted to mention Griselda's because we're talking about easy. Now, when you come in off your boats, if you're staying at the Finisterre, or you don't have to be staying there, they'll come over, pick up your catch, and finish filleting it, flash freezing it. And I don't... know if you guys know, but you're underpriced because I've gone to other places in Mexico and it's a lot more than what you guys charge, and it's so easy. And you guys talked a great thing.
We like it. We've had the same price actually for 14 years.
Yeah.
And,
so yeah.
We just like to keep it like that, you know.
Right. And Dale, what do you see coming off the boats right now?
From the smaller boats and from the inshore boats, you know, they're catching sears and yellowtails, some groupers.
Oh, really?
Offshore, there's still a decent dorado bite, and the marlin bite's pretty good.
Okay. Well, and we were talking earlier about the water warming up early, and this kind of spring just kind of went right on by.
Yeah, well, the water really never cooled down much. I don't think we saw anything less than like 74 this year at all. And a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago off Fraley's, it was up to 84.
Wow.
So it's 10, 12 degrees warmer than normal in some spots, and at least 7 or 8 degrees in most areas.
Okay.
So it's really never gotten cold, and we've really never got a bunch of green water in like we normally do.
And I will mention, you're not hard to find. You're right on the marina. Actually, if you walk down from the Finisterre to the marina, you just about walk right past Griselda's Smokehouse.
Yeah, you do.
And we're gonna have to get you. We're gonna have to get you a new Facebook. You're not easy to find there, so we'll work on that for you. But just call anybody.
We're pretty good at filleting fish and.
Okay.
Catching fish, but
there
as
you go.
Far as Facebook and all that other stuff,
we're
not that hip on it.
Well, we'll bring you up to speed. But anyway, we're going to have to finish up this one right now. And we do still have Rocio on the line. We appreciate you very much joining us today. And, of course, the easy thing to do is just type in Finisterre, and it'll pop up everywhere. It's Finisterra. I think it's something about Land's End. Thank you very much, Sabrina. We'll talk to you soon.
No, thank you very much. And don't forget, anyone who listens to your program and you have my email address.
Okay.
You can send me an email, and
there you
we
go.
Can do a get, very discount. We have the tournament for fishing.
Let's do that. Okay. Thank you very much. You're listening.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and actually Karen is sitting here with me. We might have to see if we can get her on the line because she likes this whole idea about talking about Baja. And we have Russell, who has yet to come down. He just renewed his passport, so I think he's going to come down with this maybe in May and bring some of his spy equipment that he's working on. So it's the perfect thing that if you're, you know, on a boat or maybe just hanging out by the pool and you want to be incognito and know what's going on.
Actually, if you go on Facebook, we've got a picture of John in his glasses.
Oh, in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, in the studio with the glasses. But he couldn't catch any fish, clearly.
Yeah. Well, not in here. But, Russell, the Eye of Mine action camera, why don't you just give a brief description of what it is that you have and maybe some of the other things you have to go with it?
Okay, well, we were one of the original GoPro dealers, and from that we kind of just expanded and have created a lot more things based on user need. And one of the things, which is the thing you're talking about, is our iView video sunglasses. And they're not intended for stealth use, although I suppose they could be used for that. But the intent is to have it a camera that's very easy. Actually, there's hands-off. You put it on and enjoy your vacation or get that amazing firsthand perspective from when you're catching that marlin. I mean, there really is no other camera out there that can give you that true firsthand perspective. I actually ran into a guy who is a jujitsu master, and he was so excited because he said, this is the only way we can get this firsthand perspective, looking at the other guy and
right.
going on and on. So, yeah, so that's one of the things that we do. But we are especially just kind of finding out what user needs are for the action sports industry and kind of fulfilling them. And right now we're working on a what we're calling a working title of troll cam, where we can put a camera underwater and have it trolling behind the boat and have live video out so that when you want to watch that marlin catch the actually catch the moment of, I guess, moment of impact mm-hmm. onto the bait, that you can wow. see it from the boat. Mainly it's designed for Hollywood so that they make sure they get the shot and then they can move on and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something we have in the works.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that for a second, and then I want to go back to something that you had mentioned. I'm sure that Betty's got some questions for you. But this underwater camera that you put in front of the lure so you actually get to see the fish strike. Now, kind of give a description. Is it hardwired? Can you see it, or you turn it on and then view it after you bring it in, or how does that work?
It's actually hardwired. Kind of our claim to fame right now is our live video out housings. And we're already making these housings, and you know, Hollywood likes them. Environmentalists seem to like them. People who want to look into their aquarium for some reason want to have a high-definition live video signal coming out. So we already have these, lots of them out there in the world. So we've taken it to the next logical step and have this cable, which is just a standard RCA cable, just like you plug in the back of your TV, and it can go up to 300 feet, and you can just get a live image. Now, the camera can still record and do what it normally does in high definition, and then this is just a way for you to just make sure that, make sure you get the shot and that you're using the right bait or whatever you want to do, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a prototype, so it hasn't been tested yet, but that's the plan.
Okay, well, maybe we'll test it out next month when we go down there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Obviously, the how well it works has a lot to do with the water clarity. And fortunately,
exactly.
In Baja, you know, the water clarity is extremely high. And I imagine back in Florida, Betty, especially in the Caribbean, some of the areas there. So, I don't know what maybe 3, 5, 10, 15 feet would be the area that you could actually see underwater.
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, just
sometimes
rhetorical
you can
question.
See,
yeah.
You know, a lot further than that,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're out in the purple water
right.
and it's a calm day.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that would be interesting. And one of the things I'm thinking is that just by using it a couple times, you can actually learn how a fish strikes so that you can learn how and why it happens so you can adjust your mm-hmm. technique that way.
Right.
Now, I was wondering, is this for viewing video afterwards, or is it possible to have a live feed so the captain can see what's going on up in the bridge?
Yeah, that is the point of this. It has a live wire that comes out of it, and it can go up to 300 feet. So even though the camera's still recording, you can watch the high definition later. This is a lower definition signal that's coming to your monitor on the boat. And
you can see it as it happens. How exciting.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and the cameras, the other ones, and I like that I said to go back to it, is there's one thing about having a picture of your fish. You know, especially in the old days, you kill it, bring it in, hang it up, and get your picture taken with a dead fish. But we don't really do too that much of that anymore. They bring it on the boat, take a picture, and let it go. But there's a big difference between that and actually the experience that an angler gets when he's looking, down his rod, down the line to the fish. The only way you can get that perspective is actually, seeing what the angler sees.
Well, and especially with the big fish, your marlins and the big guys, those are a workout. Those take hours and hours, or can take hours and hours. So why not document that? And why not document it from your firsthand perspective? And then when you're telling your fish story, you really have something to back you up. So it really was that big. It really was that much work.
Mm-hmm.
We're in other markets. We're law enforcement. They're using these. And so we're just trying to branch out into the fishing market. Just seems like a natural progression.
Okay.
Well, that would be very valuable in tournaments, because I run a tournament in the Abacos in Treasure Key where you have to have proof that you release the fish. So if you have a few different cameras, you have a better chance of making sure that you can verify your points.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And of course, the main thing is when you, you know, to me, the most important, because this happened to me, I've mentioned it numerous times, where you, someone gets the opportunity to catch a fish of a lifetime. In this particular instance, it was a huge 450-pound blue marlin, but was someone who had never caught a marlin before. And, you know, we weren't having much luck taking pictures of it. And when we got up close to the boat, it came out of the water, scared the bejesus out of me and Zig, and we dropped our cameras and went to our iPhones and ran to the other side of the boat. And poor Joe never got a picture of his fish.
Oh. A heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if he had had the sunglass cam on, would have gotten it.
Okay, and what's, real quickly, how long does that last? You put them on, about, what, 20, 30 minutes? How long can you record?
The intro, it is self-contained. You put a micro SD card in there, and it's got a built-in battery, so there is no external cables or anything. And when it's in that mode, it'll go 1 hour of true high-definition 1080p.
Wow.
What's interesting is you can shoot at 720p and make it even wider. So if you want to get this really, really wide 170-degree mm-hmm. across view, you can. But also, if you want it more than an hour, which is just like, especially for law enforcement, mm-hmm. we have this little tiny cable that comes right out of the USB plug in the back of the glasses, and it plugs into a battery bank, we call it, about the size of a flashlight. And that'll give you 6 hours of recording time. So we have an option of going either wireless or a little bit wired.
Okay.
And it's a really, really convenient way to go. And like I said, your hands are free. So you put your camera on and...
Yeah.
And they're also great sunglasses, too. They're polarized.
Wow. Well, make sure you bring some of those down with you to Baja. We need to try some of those.
Okay.
Yeah. But, well, Russell, we appreciate that. We'll get you on again before we go down there and maybe after we come back. Very exciting stuff. And a website is?
EyeOfMineActionCameras.com.
Sorry about the rooster.
Okay. Oh, no, my gosh. EyeOfMine, M-I-N-E, Action
uh-huh.
Camera?
Plural.
Plural. Action Cameras. Okay. .com.
.com.
Okay. Thank you, Russell. We'll be talking to you
great.
Soon. And
okay,
we also have patiently waiting for us. We have Campbell from Lake Comanche on the line with us. It's going to bring us up to date a little bit on a little bit of freshwater fishing. And, Campbell, I don't know how many 450-pound fish that you get out of Lake Comanche, but I know this fishing's pretty good up there.
Well, unfortunately, I cannot compete with that. Up at Lake Comanche, we actually have a full array of fish here. As far as if you're a great outdoorsman or whatever, we're in the heart of the mother lode, mm-hmm. in just about an hour out of Sacramento and an hour out of Stockton area.
Mm-hmm.
We probably plant 80,000 pounds of trout each year. We have special Florida strain of bass. We have a largemouth, smallmouth bass. We get people travel from all over California just to come and fish the bass here. We have some crappie. They're very popular, and a little bit of bluegill here. And then we have some tremendous catfishing here, too.
Well, and as Betty knows from Ladies Let's Go Fishing, it's not all about how big the fish is. Just getting on the water, you can never be that far away that you can't find an excuse to get out on the water within an hour or two of wherever you live.
Oh.
And getting out there, especially in the, you know, where you are up in the, you know, beautiful area and, you know, maybe, you know, putting some hot dogs on and a worm on a bobber. It doesn't really make that much difference as long as you're out there and enjoying it and staying inside and playing video games. It's important for everybody, especially the whole family, to get them involved.
You don't have to worry about rough seas either.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now, we're definitely a family-oriented place. I mean,
right.
We have full hookup camping. We have 600 dry campsites. We mm-hmm. have a primitive area for camping in. You know, people go fish. People go out on our lake and they go up the McCullamy River because that's what it feeds our fresh water in it. And a lot of people come back today and say, "Hey, you know, they called it fishing and I really didn't do any good, but we took a beautiful ride up the McCullamy River. We've seen the
eagles." That's what it's all about. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. And we got running out of time, but give us a website.
Oh, we have two different websites. Uh-oh. One you can go to for reservations, RVs, and campsites to www.comacherecreation.com. And you can also check out our Facebook, Lake Comanche, which has the most of all of our current information.
Perfect. Okay, that website again, without the W's, is C-A-M-A-N-C-H-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
C-A-M-A-N-C-H-E.
Perfect. Okay, we appreciate that. We'll talk to you real soon. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.